Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Do It As Jazz podcast. So I'm sitting here hoping that third time's the charm. I've already tried to do two first episodes of the Do It As Jazz podcast. The first one was only on my YouTube channel. The second one was on Anchor. And apparently the sound got cut out in the middle or kind of in the beginning of the podcast. So this is me hoping that third time's a charm. So why I wanted to do these podcasts is to provide value to my followers and listeners and everyone that is willing to hear it, of me being completely honest and trying to be as authentic and honest as possible during these podcasts, discussing different things, might be about my life, might be about anything pretty much. So you name it. Also, if you have any ideas for what I should talk about in my podcast, you can just DM me on my Instagram, Do It As Jazz, or hit me up on Facebook, also Do It As Jazz, or in the comment section below if you're watching this on YouTube. So what I wanted to talk about this time is going to be hopefully a series of episodes speaking on self-love. And it's a very big subject and a very hard subject, so I'm just going to speak from my own experiences and from my own thoughts, because I am no expert in self-love or how it should be taught or learned or exercised. I will just be sharing my thoughts and experiences, like I said. So to begin being completely honest, I should confess I've actually been sitting here for several minutes, at least 10 minutes, just watching myself in the camera, what I look like, trying to go through my head what I should talk about, and trying to set up the camera or put on or off the lights in the way that I feel like I look best. And that's also to do with like insecurities, and it's a very big problem with pretty much everyone. I mean, everyone has insecurities, because of course you can be confident, and I consider myself to be confident, but we still have things that we're insecure about. So it's not only in a point of view of trying to be a perfectionist, and trying to look my best for the camera or whatever. It's an insecurity that I don't want you to see. For example, my double chin here, which you're watching all the time, and maybe you're not even paying attention to it, but I am. I'm like irritated of my double chin in the camera right now. And why I'm telling you this is because I want to be completely honest, because I feel like a lot of people are trying to be perfectionists or hide their insecurities and think that, well, I'm supposed to be confident, or I'm viewed as confident, or that's my image to be confident. Doesn't mean that you don't have insecurities. And some people try to hide that because they feel like it battles the fact that they're confident. And not everything is white or black. For example, this. I do believe that you can be confident but still have insecurities. So that's probably how I would explain myself, being pretty much confident in a lot of areas, but also insecure in a lot of areas. And I think that the fact that sharing it shows you that it's okay to be vulnerable in your insecurities as well. So I haven't really prepared a script or anything. I'm just speaking from my mind, speaking as I go going with the flow or whatever you want to call it. I haven't planned exactly what I'm supposed to say, just kind of what to speak upon. And since the subject is self-love, on this occasion I want to speak about self-love when it comes to loving your body and yourself, the way you look, which is something that a lot of people struggle with, either because they believe that there is an ideal that you should live up to, and if you don't live up to that ideal or fulfill or check a lot of the boxes that complete the ideal body type or way you should look, that you're ugly or not good enough, or you won't be viewed as attractive. But it's not, that's not right. I believe that confidence is what makes like someone attractive, and it gives you a different aura and it gives you a different shine to be confident, be like, I love myself, and then other people will love you as well. And then being insecure could be something that is off-putting or unattractive. So I think that the most important thing is to be happy with yourself and the way that you look. And that is way easier than said. Way, 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 way easier than said. Because you've probably heard it a million times. Love yourself. And it's not that easy. I can say for myself that being on a journey to self-love and being accepting exactly of the way I look is not easy. For example, I comment, I'm sorry, my dog is here making noises. I feel like, now I got kind of like cut off. But what I wanted to say was that, for example, when I mentioned my double chin, that is something that I hate. Like, when I take pictures, if I feel like there is this like double chin there, I will not want to post that picture. And that's like one thing that is an insecurity. Or what else? Like, I hate having bad skin, and I have this thing when I get pimples that I have to like, yeah, you know. So I get these scars from trying to get rid of pimples on my own. It's not a good thing. I just can't like stand having pimples on my face, but I'm just making it worse. So what I'm trying to say is that all the insecurities we have, we should try to embrace them and try to work with every part of what we have not accepted. For example, me trying to accept parts of myself is that I've always felt overweight. I've always felt, in other terms, fat. And I realized maybe just like maybe 1 or 2 years ago, while looking back at pictures of myself, like a younger Jasmine in school, I might have only been like 10 to 15 those years. Like, I was not fat. I was not overweight. I was not nothing. I was a normal kid. Like, for, I was not fat, but I was like remembering how insecure I was about my body and feeling like everybody was skinnier than me, that I didn't really realize that I was growing up in a society or growing up in a city where the most people aren't, they don't have the same ethnicity as me, and I'm built different. And I didn't know that growing up. I knew it. I mean, of course you kind of know it because you see the skin or the color, your color or your hair, that it's curly, not straight, and stuff like that. Of course you know, but you don't know. If you know what I mean. I'm really messing this up, but let me try to explain what I mean about that. Is that you know that you're different, but you don't know how. and what makes you different, and you don't know sometimes how to embrace it. So I knew that I was different, and I kind of always liked being different, but because I like to be in the spotlight, yeah, I like attention. So that's like why I liked standing out or being different, I guess. But I still felt fat. And looking back and me realizing now that, wow, Jasmine, you were not fat at all. And feeling sorry for the younger Jasmine that was so insecure about her body, that is still insecure about her body, but not as insecure. Like, it's a work in progress all the time, and I felt sorry for myself feeling that way. And actually, but also, like, looking back and realizing that, for me, is a way to view it positively. Because that means that I have been making progress to even being able to realize that I was wrong. And that I that I still am wrong for not completely loving myself and my body. But I've also accepted that it does take time. So I'm not going to be mad at myself for not loving myself, because that's just like an evil circle. So it'll be just like, oh, I don't like my body. You're so stupid. Why do you hate yourself? I mean, that's the extreme, because I don't hate myself. I do love myself, but there are still things or parts of my body that I wish, that I dislike, honestly dislike. And there are also things that I have overcome and liked. For example, my stretch marks. I used to hate stretch marks, that I had stretch marks. And I always thought that when I get older and when I get a lot of money, I'm gonna fix it. But now, looking in the mirror and actually seeing my stretch marks, it feels like almost like a tattoo or something that is unique on you. Even though a lot of people have stretch marks, most people have stretch marks, these are my stretch marks, and they're unique, and they have different colors, and it's like, I don't know, now I think they're beautiful. So that's one thing that I've been able to overcome, and maybe I'll learn to love my double chin as well. We'll see about that, but as long as it's a progress, and as long as you're moving forward and loving yourself and being more accepting of your body, then you should be happy, even if it's a slow process or a faster process. Everything takes time, and it takes different amount of time. And also, if you feel, I feel like sometimes a lot of people feel alone in the battle. So I guess this is kind of me telling you that you're not alone in the battle. We are all in that battle, whether we've given up or chosen to fight the battle of loving ourselves. I don't know if that's a good way of seeing it as a battle, but I don't really have a better way of explaining it right now. But I think you can, yeah, you get my point. And then there's one more thing that I also want to talk about in regards to self-love, that altering, like body altering, changing your body or the way that you look, is often viewed as an insecurity that, oh my God, she doesn't like her body, or she doesn't like that part of herself, that's why she's changing it. And yes, that could be the reason, but it doesn't have to be the reason. If I'm gonna try to explain this in a good way. For example, a confident person, she might love herself, but she still, you always want to become better. And you wouldn't say to a person that is doing good in life and is happy and all that, they will say like, yeah, you should just be happy with how you have it. Don't try to go get some more success. Like, nah, just like chill out right where you are. You don't have to better yourself. You don't have to do more extra. Like, people will applaud you. They'll be like, wow, you're like constantly moving up. That should be your own choice. So if I have a body that I'm happy with, but I still feel like there are things that I could better even more, then that doesn't have to mean that, oh, I'm so insecure, or oh my God, she hates herself, she'll never be happy changing her body, she just learned how to love herself instead. That's not true. So I feel that like there's a lot of hate towards people that do want to alter their bodies, depending on how they alter it as well. Like, someone won't be hating on a person that's like, okay, so I love myself, but I want to go work out because I want to get fit. I want to take care of my health. I want to be able to run a marathon or whatever. I just want to like get slimmer, or I want to have more muscles. Nobody will be like, you hate yourself. Like, you're so insecure because you want to better your body. Like, no one will say that. But if someone will, for example, maybe take away body hair with laser treatment, or get a boob job or a butt job or whatever you call it, butt lift, boob lift, and or liposuction or Botox and stuff like that, then that's not really anybody else's problem. Because, I mean, everybody has different opinions on those kind of things. And if that's the way they want to alter their body, and it's coming from a place of love and not insecurity and hate towards yourself, then I can't see why not. Like, the only reason why I would feel like, no, someone shouldn't do that is if the reason is because, oh my God, I hate my boobs, I need to have bigger boobs, then that would probably not be the way to go about it, because you won't love yourself more after getting it. You might be like, okay, I have a nice set of boobs now that I got them fixed, but it will not help your self-love. So it kind of comes more, it's more about like, does it come from a place of love, or does it come from a place of self-hate? According to me. So I'm not going to put any opinions in your head, but I'm just trying to be open and honest what I think and what I feel. Like, for myself, there are things that I would do to improve my body, because, not because I hate it, just because maybe it would make things easier for me. Like I mentioned, taking away hair with laser. A lot of you might have opinions about that, but my opinion is that, well, I don't really feel like shaving all the time, or I don't really feel like having the itchiness after shaving, like, you know how it starts itching a lot 1 or 2 days after shaving? That's a pain in the ass as well. So like, those are my reasons, and it's not because, oh my God, I hate my hair and I feel really bad about it. No, it's just because if I can better my body in some kind of way that benefits me and that is in favor for me, according to me and only me, then I don't see the problem. And you're all welcome to do whatever you want with your bodies as well. Nobody really has a say. But yeah, so I think that I have kind of touched or spoken about the topics on the topic today that I wanted to. If I have something more, I guess I'll just like fill you in next week or anything. If you have any thoughts, opinions, ideas of this episode or upcoming episodes, just let me know. You know how to contact me, DM, comment, whatever. And I'll try to bring it up. in the next episode. Or I answer you privately, that could work as well. So, here's to third time's charm. This is the first episode of the Do It As Jazz podcast. Honesty and authenticity. This is me, purely. Peace out.